At this time of year, most people are focusing on the cost of cooling their homes, but thousands of Georgia residents are still trying to pay their natural gas bills from last winter, so their heat won't be cut off before this winter. Georgia has deregulated its residential natural gas industry, which means the state's Public Service Commission can't control prices anymore, but it can still control the way gas marketers handle their delinquent customers. From Atlanta, Georgia Public Radio's Maura Farrelly reports.
This past winter was unusually cold in Georgia. More than 230,000 households fell severely behind in their gas payments because they were hit with bills that were, in some instances, five times higher than normal. 68-year-old Martha Baines recalls how shocked she was when she received the bill for heating her four-room bungalow this past January.
My gas bill was $2,000+. And I just, when I first got that bill, I called those people the first day when the postman handed it to me, and I opened it. And after I composed myself, I said, Lord, this is not true.
Because of deregulation, the Public Service Commission can't put a cap on gas rates, but it can restrict the number of customers gas marketers disconnect for non-payment, and that's exactly what the commission did, to give people time to make arrangements to pay their bills. Gas marketers could only cut off 2,000 households per week. Industry officials say that created a backlog, so this month the commission lifted the restriction, and Commissioner Robert Baker says the consumer was at the heart of that decision.
The bad credit customers are essentially adding additional cost onto the good customers. So the longer that they go on with no penalty for their, bad behavior, the longer they're going to stay on the system and just incur more and more debt, which will be passed along to the good customers.
Nearly 70,000 households have been cut off so far, and marketers want to disconnect at least another 160,000. These customers, they say, aren't reeling from unexpectedly high winter bills anymore. They're just deadbeats who've been protected by the commission's limit on disconnections. Kathy Love is a spokesperson for SCANA Energy, one of the leading marketers in Georgia.
We're looking at customers who have not made an attempt to pay in a period of time of 4 months plus. That would be typical. And we actually had people call and tell us, ha, 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 I don't have to pay right now.
But that's not the case with customers like Martha Baines, whose monthly income is just $368. Baines says she's been trying to pay off her winter bills. She still got a call from her marketer the very day the commission lifted the restriction on disconnections.
I had made arrangements to pay them $75 a month. Well, Monday, the lady called me and told me that if I did not have $800 of that $2,000, that my gas would be cut off.
Critics of the commission and the gas marketers say the problem isn't that people aren't making good faith efforts to pay their bills. They're just not paying them fast enough. Many in the state believe the marketers want to get customers paid off or disconnected now, because once it gets cold, it will be illegal to terminate service to anyone. Lynn Westergaard is an advocate for low-income seniors.
The marketers have come back to the Public Service Commission in the state of Georgia, and they've said, we want to cut off those people who are delinquent or not paying their bills fast enough. And the question we raise is, what do they think is fast enough?
Westergaard says the commission shouldn't have just lifted the limit on disconnections without at least establishing some sort of standard as to what a good faith effort to pay one's bills looks like. That way, low-income customers who are making payments wouldn't be cut off. But Commissioner Robert Baker insists his agency is not equipped to do something like that.
We have a staff of roughly 7 people in the gas unit. And we have to, look after the interests of 1.4 million gas customers and, 167,000 folks. We can help, but can we hold everybody's hand? No.
But the commission didn't have to hold anyone's hand, critics say. The agency just had to realize that not everyone's a deadbeat. Martha Baines says she's doing the best she can to pay off bills that were greater than anything she ever could have imagined.
I don't get but $368. I owe other people. You see what I'm saying? They don't need that much fire in hell, not $2,000 worth. And I have to try to vibe with everybody, give everybody a little bit.
In the week that followed the commission's decision, nearly 5,000 additional households in Georgia lost their service. For NPR News, I'm Maura Farrelly in Atlanta.